Scully's settings were kind of, God damn it.
Yeah, Scully's computer, it is going to, gonna wake up in the yard tomorrow.
Next to the fax machine.
Yeah, so, sorry about that. I don't know what the hell is going on. I think, oh, he's got, right, he's got auto DJ in effect. Anyway, yeah, that was a song I hadn't heard in a long time. And I had sort of forgotten how important it is to consider the sort of, you know, universal truth that the gray cell is green only if the green cell's gray. The green cell's gray only if the gray cell's green.
What?
You weren't listening to the song.
Oh, okay.
Scully also doesn't have speakers. What the... Why doesn't Scully's employer buy him a real computer?
On advice from legal counsel, I'm going to refuse to answer that question on the grounds it may incriminate me.
Well. Hey, Cole Moody says, this is the first time I've ever come on after him that it sounded good right out of the gate. Well, that's because this is a fine computer. Fine computer, good at everything. Maybe some of the spyware was actually, audio improvement spyware.
Yeah, when will they make viruses and Trojan horses that make your computer work better?
Like, why wouldn't you do spyware that uses your idle processor cycles to cure cancer?
Yeah.
I'd be behind that.
Well, you wouldn't have to.
Cure cancer and also pop up ads for porn. that's the way to do it. Quoths wrote, are you still considering bringing back the pineal glands at some point? I have my NPZR, but I see a fair few newer players express resentment at mall costs. Well, you know, there are plenty of familiars that cost more in the mall than pineal glands, right? I don't even know what pineal glands cost.
About half a million.
That is nothing.
Yeah.
No, forget it. Even if I ever was going to consider doing that, I would certainly not consider it until they were 50 times as expensive as they are now.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to consider it ever, so.
Cool.
Every time I click on anything, it...
There will in the future be other things that you have to be around at the time to get easily, so.
Yeah.
I mean...
King Bob says, y'all should create secret areas for level 30 plus to encourage players to get to the 30 mark instead of all these players speed ascending and not seeing all of the game's content. Oh, you'll see some stuff.
There isn't really any content after 15 at the moment, so.
Yeah. There's the basement. That's
well,
content
yeah.
at every level. but you have to be a buff bot to really take advantage of it. Hogula says, I'm not complaining that the 8-bit realm takes too long. I'm complaining that the time spent there is too boring. Well, that is a concern that is much more likely to get me to care about it than the time taken. You know, I mean,
we could always nethack dungeon it up a little bit, put in some non-combat adventures and some... maybe a mini quest that refers to Mario in some way or something.
Yeah.
Maybe a chain quest where you have to get the hook shot in order to get the crossbow in order to get the
That would be a way to make we could make it take longer and be more interesting. You had to use 10 black pixels and 4 red pixels to make the hook shot.
Yeah.
To get back to the point where you There you go. Type Login says, how long is it taking dev to complete NS13 hardcore? Softcore? No skill? Full skills? It is only since yesterday, and then changed it again today. Nobody's really gotten to testing runs in earnest because so many things have been changing, and uh, it is it's close to where it's going to be. I would say at this point it is very, very close to where it's going to be. There aren't going to be any more significant changes to the early game quests that are going to mess with it. So, you know, we'll start getting feedback on how long the runs are actually taking. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there is not nearly as much of a time addition to, like, speed softcore play as I would like for there to be, but I also don't want to, at this point, I don't want to specifically take steps to make things more boring and tedious, so, you know, it's pretty drastic, but it's not as bad as a lot of people are probably expecting.
Yeah, it's not as much longer as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah. But it is more interesting, I think. I think it's better designed. Let's see. Bezman says, would you consider putting in more hints for star items, since checking the market/mall can feel almost metagamey and cheatery? I mean, some folk try to avoid the mall/market when first playing. Yeah, that's true. I could see, especially at the point where you're at the Sorcerer's Tower, there being some fortune cookies that eventually clued in exactly the numbers that you needed. You check to see if you had the item, and you know, your fortune. Hey, have you ever looked into stars and lines? By the way, your lucky numbers are 7 and 3. You know, and I mean, that's fair. You know, because, yeah. Shilurker says, I just recently completed an uncharacteristic suboptimal run and loved it. There was so much great content I had forgotten and some I had never seen. Thank you all so much. Well, thank you. Let's see.
Ooh, I made the absinthe a little stiff.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Are you drinking it out of a coffee cup?
No, I've got this thing.
Oh, I see. Some sort of beer glass. Yeah. Wow, that's a huge glass of absinthe, too.
Oh, well, that's about as big as the ones we had in England, I think.
Riff's gonna be singing by the end of the night. I'm sticking to the old Sam Adams. Macarona says, what I meant by the MP regen thing was that you said you wanted to make a function that worked for all adventures spent instead of having to push a script for every single instance. That way, whenever a new regen item comes out, it works for every adventure spent. Yeah, but just the way that it works, the fact that there are so many places where turns get spent, it means that it would be one thing if I could... I mean, what I could do is I could just store in the session some set of data that was your regen, and then the add adventures function could just hit that, and then new items in the future could just add stuff to the session. So I would really... No, they would pretty much still have to be hard-coded. And, you know, we'll eventually stop putting in regeneration items, so that'll be fun. Swedish says, don't call it a comeback, was LL Cool J, not Ice Cube, and Bling Bandit says that too, and the full line of the song is, don't call it a comeback, I've been here for years. LL Cool J also was told to knock us out on his way back to Cali.
Was it his mom that told him that?
I think it was. Did you ever see Fear of a Black Hat?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's got a parody of that song that's, I'm going to kick your ass. Granny said, kick your black ass. And is it the video is like a foot hitting this ass in slow motion? He's like jiggling buttocks, sweat flying off him. That's a good movie. Jer the Red says, any particular reason all the scrolls of turtle summoning all turned into turtle totems today? Yes, because I changed it in the database. For what purpose? I'm not going to tell you, but I bet you can guess. People have already guessed. People are already preemptively pissed off about the epic weapon dillholery. not that I'm going to refer to what we do as dillholery. Ayo says, do you plan on having any more classes? No, never. Not in this game. Swedish says, Swedish already said that a while back. Hogula says, Wario's not in Super Smash Bros. Melee, but he'll be in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Well, I still don't care. Max Vance says, I once had a weird dream where you guys had hired a Flash guy and added a few Flash minigames to KOL, and people were then comparing the game to Neopets. What's up with that? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we will eventually hire a Flash guy, but it'll be to work on other games. It won't be KOL stuff. Isabeth Burfoot says, will Wads of Doug ever be usable in multiple? I think Wad of Doug, it would be a good name for a band. J Random Adventurer says, Bono does a really bad cover of Hallelujah. Katie Lang has a really good one. Good to know that the douchebag and lesbian communities both have representation in the realm of covers of that song. Rentboy says, would you consider allowing, when you use a clover in an area that doesn't have a cloventure, to give you the choice between any combat that the area has? In this way, there's less RNG screwage in, say, the hole in the sky and the castle. No. First of all, I can't really think of a... you're so lucky that you get to pick which one of these five monsters you want to fight, and here's the list that we've generated. Like, that's narratively not particularly reasonable, and also, that's just kind of... I mean, I don't know that it's too powerful, right? I don't know that, you know, oh man, you can do this awesome trick if you have, you know, 300 clovers. You can shave 300 turns off your run. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, no. Genius says, you have the Feast of Boris and St. Sneaky Pete's Day. How about a spoof of Earth Day in honor of Jarlsberg? What would you do on Earth Day? What do people do on Earth Day?
Make hemp jewelry.
Beat up corporate lawyers.
Save dolphins.
Plant a tree. Bezman says, apart from Harold and Kumar Get the Munchies, what is your favorite film? I think I've come around to the point where 12 Monkeys is my favorite movie.
Oh, that's quite a good one. I would have to give it a toss-up between Dark City and To Have and Have Not. Probably.
Says, yes, the Chaos Butterfly is a leap, because it is. I have a feeling that I am going to end up doing that thing that I was talking about on the Tower Monsters, where every subsequent defeat that the Tower Monster deals to you, you get a just more and more ham-fisted spoiler on how to beat it. Because I like that idea. I mean, you know, by the time you've gotten killed by something 10 times, you know, if you were going to figure out to look in the flea market, you would have figured it out by then, you know? So, yeah, you know, whatever. It's not... Yeah.
Your familiar just suggests something to you suddenly. Hey!
Surisi says, have either of you had a chance to play God of War 1 or 2 yet? I highly recommend it. They are both ridiculously fun.
I played 2. It was pretty cool.
Did you beat it?
Yeah.
I keep trying to play the first one, and I just get... The last time... Okay, I bought it when it came out, and I played it for a couple of days, and then just put it down and never picked it back up again, which is what happens to me with a lot of games. But then I tried to play it again, and I got to that fucking part where... And I was playing on easy mode, too.
Yeah.
Right? I got to this part where there are those dudes shooting flaming arrows at you, and you have to hide behind stuff, but you have to push a wooden crate all the way up to the thing that they're standing on top of so that you can jump on it so that you can get up to where they're standing. And...
There's
if they
like
hit the wooden crate three
places.
Times with challenges. Answer this, though. When you open a chest in God of War, do you have to play a little finger pain mini game to get the chest open?
No, you just have to hold the button down.
Hold it down. Okay.
And it goes... and flips the lid open.
All right.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I played it on normal till I got about, I don't know, maybe a third of the way through fighting Medusa. I just got killed over... Even though I could see what the pattern was that I was supposed to be doing, I couldn't pull it off. And the game eventually said, you seem to be sucking. Do you want to switch to easy mode? And I was like, you fucker, yes.
Cool. What I would like to see, I would like to see a video of God of War being played, you know, with the boring bits skipped. and that to me would be the same as playing it. I will probably try God of War 2 because I feel like they must have learned some lessons. You know what I did really like, though? I watched this video that was on the game of, like, just like a chat with the lead designer and some of the developers. That was really interesting. I think I like that guy. I forget his name. Brad something. Invariel says, so, Super Paper Mario for the DS sucked because the ultimate joke was on the player? Yeah. Did you ever get through that?
For the DS?
No, he meant the Wii. He corrected it later, and then I forgot to correct it while I was reading it.
If I get through which?
Paper Mario. Super Paper Mario.
I'm in, like, the last dungeon.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. At that point, I just didn't care.
Which are you talking about? What point?
At the last dungeon.
Oh. I thought, okay, well, what is he talking about, the joke being on the player?
Because of the, like, running on a goddamn wheel for 5 minutes and the having to say please 5 times and memorize a sequence of 30 button.
I thought that was funny.
You have to memorize it.
Maybe I thought it was funny because it was the sort of thing I'd do.
Oh. Enter the Wumpa says, let everyone know the date of the Name Offensive show in the forums, please. Well, not in the... It was October 5th of 2005, I think, or maybe October 10th. I don't remember. Get Daboos says, I'm confused with the custom avatars. It says no animation, but I see plenty of people with animation in theirs. Can I have some animation or not? You cannot have some animation unless somebody else makes it other than us. And if somebody other than us makes the animation, it is almost certainly going to get rejected as being crappy. There are a handful of people who are good enough at making animated avatars that we will accept them, but that's it.
Yeah, and there's no guarantees.
If you just send a request that involves animation, it's just going to get rejected. Macarona says, is it okay if I stasis the can of asparagus so I can get 50 turns of what's that smell? It shouldn't give it to you more than once. Weird. Kiss from a Roz says, I noticed that every major event is on a schedule. I would love to see some stuff. Avalanches at Icy Peak, dust storms at Beach that are kingdom-wide and random. 1D100 at
Schedule?
Yeah, I don't... I think that by major events, he means, like, the holidays.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is kind of interesting, right? Yeah. I am into that idea of there being, you know, something that... Like an adventure that only happens in a zone on certain days. You know, and just... In a way, I guess it would just be, like, interesting and flavor. But I wonder if people wouldn't get pissed off about it, like... You know, creating unassailable leaderboard spots or whatever.
Yeah.
But still, if it was totally random, it'd be hard to plan for it.
Maybe like small global events that just have a 1 in 1,000 chance of happening on any given day or something.
Yeah. PVA says, is a Yeti a Jedi Yeti, and if so, can we fight one? Man, that'd be weird, like, if the Wampa had been a Jedi too. Who knows? I mean, the movie might have just ended right there.
Yeah.
Argodi says, so, something I always wanted to know, was the Gourd Quest the original item sync? Well, Rick James was the original Super Freak, but the Gourd Quest wasn't really... I don't know that it was an item sync. I mean, it says, if so, why get rid of those? Do you hate Nobgoblin firecrackers? Do you believe there were spiderweb bots? It was more just to give people something interesting and repeatable to do, you know, than you know, a quest with some stat rewards. And I was just walking around on campus one day, and I was like, Captain of the Gourd.
And then there's your spouse. Like, oh, well, that's what it'll be.
Hogula says, I assume you flushed the questions after the last show, so I'll mention it again. The fact that you can obtain antique armor fairly early in the game is sort of irrelevant when you consider that you can't equip it until 85 base muscle, level 10 for muscle classes. Yeah, okay.
Well, I think people are obtaining it a lot earlier than we expect them to, also.
Yeah. Yeah. Clever Name says, regarding the plantable items in campground idea, how about some stuff you plant that gets better over time? It'd be a nice boost for the non-speedy ascenders. Yeah, that's cool.
Hmm. Maybe, maybe like a bush or something that grows berries or fruit or something at the beginning of an ascension, but the longer you wait before picking it, the better it is.
Yeah, could be.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Rowden says, the idea of a vagina trap isn't really that new. In Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash, YT wears one called the Dentata. Yeah, well, I know.
Vagina Dentata, one of the most frightening concepts in the world.
Hers has a hypodermic needle in it that injects a powerful sedative. And she has sex with a homicidal maniac, but forgets it was in, so he falls asleep on top of her, and he's too big for her to get out from under him. I read that. I read Snow Crash in high school and really just didn't like it at all. And then I read it again when I was like 25, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with that.
Part of it is when I first read it when I was a kid, I kind of glossed over a lot of the mythological stuff and linguistics and those aspects.
I get it's like I don't know how this is. I didn't really like Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency when I was a kid either. But I read it again at about the same time. Like I read it when I was mid 20s, and I was like, this is better than I remember Hitchhikers being.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because I wonder if there was just some failure of my brain's ability to realize when a writer just really brings everything together over the course of a book, you know, because I feel like that's kind of what's going on in Snow Crash, right? Like there's all of this stuff that you think has nothing to do with anything, and then, you know, it just kind of all comes together. And really
Terry Pratchett's stuff is really good about that, too.
I don't know. Maybe one of these days I'll read the one that Mr. Mag suggested I start with.
Which one?
I forget. I'd have to ask him again. I think, is there one that's something about the Grim Reaper, or...
There's several, actually.
Yeah.
He's a major character. There's, like, three or four different sets of major characters that have their own arcs within the different books, and he's one of them.
On another note, why does my beanbag chair look like Frankenpickle? I used to get this novelty catalog, and the coolest thing they sold were these translucent high bouncer balls shaped like polyhedra. They were supposed to look like gems and didn't bounce very well. Yeah,
I remember I had one of those.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them at GameWorks during the first con that had like those flashy lights that have the little piezoelectric impact detector thing inside them. Maybe it's not piezoelectric.
Impossible to. Because they just bounce
some
random way. Yeah.
He also says, this is still Rowden, by the way, in Crackdown, I killed somebody by throwing a rubber ducky at them, talking about the rubber duck. I got Crackdown, and I tried to play it, and...
I don't think I've heard of it.
It's like a Grand Theft Auto kind of game where you're sort of like cyber policeman in a city that's just completely overrun with crime. So it's like, but I think that my Xbox 360 controller is just missing a bunch of joysticks and buttons that other people's Xbox 360 controllers have, because every game that I've
gotten... Is your controller actually a bar of soap?
It might be. Somebody replaced it with a grizzly bear, and I didn't notice in the Penny Arcade comic. Okay. On on the easiest setting, I could not accomplish a goddamn thing on Gears of War without... It's like, oh, okay, here's this onslaught of guys. All right, I got killed. I tried to kill this onslaught of guys again. Oh, I got killed. Here's this onslaught of guys again. And after, like, the 10th try, I would finally get past the one onslaught of guys, and then there'd be the next onslaught of guys who just fucking kill me every time. And I have no idea. I don't think that I am just that bad at video games, right? But something about the sort of like shooters on the Xbox 360 just make me suck ass at them.
Yeah, shooters with a joystick I just find incredibly difficult.
I was terrible at Dead Rising too. I gave up on Dead Rising because there was this fucking boss fight where there's these escaped convicts like riding around in a military jeep with a machine gun on it, and it took me like a couple of hours to finally beat that boss fight. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they respawned.
Dude.
Because apparently, even if you've killed them, every night at midnight or whatever, they just come back.
Oh.
And it's in this part of the mall that, until you get way further into the game, you have to go through this big central courtyard to get to all the different parts of it, because they're all the sections are, like, gated off from one another. So, it's just... it just happened to be, like, 11:45 game time when I killed them the first time, and I was just like... Fuck this game.
That's
like,
I'm rude, man.
Not doing that again.
That just strikes me as bad design.
A respawning boss.
Yeah, not only respawning boss, but respawning on a set clock time rather than in a certain interval.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Watts Apple Person says, hey guys, when is the town gym going to come to town? Right after Santa Claus. Balance Tour says, how do you feel about adding a link in the top pane to the Beanstalk areas? Nah, it's already too crowded. Foggy says, just listening to the past two Monday shows, I really like the joke with the disease and the tower monsters. Yeah, no, me too, but it's, I think it's just... Anyway, he says, and would like to see it retained. The Chaos Butterfly is also pretty logically, and its description does clue Jurassic Park. The thing about that is, we've seen Jurassic Park. But, you know, there's a lot of people playing the game who...
We've also played Contra.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The thing is, though, I would say that the Contra code is on T-shirts that you can buy from Penny Arcade right now.
Contra code is a lot more common.
Yeah, it's way more a part of the sort of like gamer cultural heritage than the fact that. And I'm not even sure that it references Jurassic Park so much as it references Jeff Goldblum. So like, Jeff Goldblum and Chaos Theory. And to us, you say, hey, guys, Jeff Goldblum, Chaos Theory. And we're like, hey, Jurassic Park. It's, you know, it's like we speak some bizarre in-joke language. But, I mean, I think, like I said, that we can make them as obscure as we want as long as we put in the sort of auto-spoil mechanism. And I, for one, would much rather be able to make a tower monster for every single combat item in the game, regardless of whether we could think of one that was going to be possible to figure out and put in a spoil mechanism than have to be limited to, you know, certain ones. Lick Hal Courier says, again, flare gun plus piece of wedding cake equals cheesecake shotgun. I guess I should eventually do a cheesecake shotgun. every once in a while I forget about that, and then every once in a while I think about it again, and I'm just like, son of a bitch.
I wish I'd been there to witness that.
No, because you would have been sitting in the back seat right where the blast was.
Ah, true.
I mean, it would have been funnier if somebody had been there, you know? Like, I guess most of it was on the outside of the car. Oh, boy. Napalm. Canada Joe 101 says, "Hey, Jake and the Reverb crew. Last week you guys were talking about how new players find it hard to get acclimatized to a rapidly growing game such as this without spoilers. Well, what if the library that was hinted at in Dr. Hobo's Scalpel Quest was implemented as a zone? I'd imagine it would contain text and background information on quests and such, along with recipes for food and booze. Also, some of the stat game choice adventures would be neat as well. I think it'd be cool if there were two libraries in the kingdom instead of just the one."
That is sort of a recurring suggestion. We kind of put off doing it because we have the fortune cookies.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the fortune cookies serve that purpose pretty well. A lot of people talk about how they feel like the fortune cookies would be more useful if they were like the fancy chocolates,
where you also don't use tolness, but
they don't give you adventures after your first ascension. But after the first like handful of years. But I honestly think that is a case of experienced players trying to solve problems for newbies that newbies don't actually have. And
yeah,
you know, I've never heard a single person complain about the fullness of fortune cookies. And if anything, I think they're so cheap that probably people at points when they're new players that don't know where to go to get food are going to welcome the opportunity to buy a turn for 20 meat.
40 meat.
Is it 40?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe we should make them 20.
Yeah, if they do some kind of pricey. I don't know. I could see a situation, though, where someone's advanced far enough in the game that they've actually worked out how to make enough burritos or something in a day to fill them up and then aren't able to eat fortune cookies when they need them.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we could just make them not give you turns.
I mean, we decided to do it that way for a reason, right? I mean, it was because...
I don't remember.
It was already possible to get one turn for that much meat. I mean, I think that's why we did it, because you can eat urinal cakes, right?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Max Van says, "Is it just me, or does the turtle totem image look like a dildo?" It's just you, man. Nobody else thinks that. And I don't know what kind of dildos...
Shaped like
you've
that.
Been using.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they make those dildos with the rabbit on top of them. Maybe they make dildos with a
turtle,
tortoise on top of them, so that you can race them.
Masturbate more slowly and steadily.
It vibrates. It vibrates. Yeah, really, really slowly, but really hard.
I could swear I just bought a fortune cookie, and now I can't find it in my inventory. They're not secretly equipment or something.
Invariel says, "As awesome it would be to have a sell 6 or all but 1, whichever is lowest button, would it be feasible, practical, and worthwhile to have a text box and a new auto sell option, keep up to box? That might save a bit of time when trying to keep a specific number of different kinds of items that you'd want more than just one of." iClubU says, "The goats in the goatlet have beards. Does that mean they're giant goats? Are we, in fact, getting giant goat cheeses and full-sized whiskeys? Inquiring minds want to know."
Now, those particular goats are the evil twins of the good goats.
But a goat beard isn't... It's only goatees that make you giant.
Well. There we go. This cookie is delicious. Secret message from my teeth.
Artigel says, "I failed to beat the naughty sorceress first try, and now it seems like she's rebuffing attacks that worked the first time. Is she supposed to remember I fought her already?" Well, no. There's just a chance of her blocking any skill. It doesn't have anything to do with whether you've used it on her before or not. Inferno Hero says, "I heard like 3 minutes of Mr. Skellhead on Tuesday, and how goes the good fight against the evil that is AOL? I'd also like to, let's see. You know, nothing has happened there, and probably nothing is going to. So, it's not really a fight." He also says, "I'd also like to thank you all for doing the awesome job you're doing, even if every time you fix something, we say you're nerfing the fuck out of it to screw speed ascenders, which may or may not be true." Yeah. The Stalker says, "I figured it out. The 7 undiscovered trophies are all for having a user ID that is equal to 1. Enemy Lasagna says, "Will Naughty Sorceress drops come with NS13 or at a later date? That is something that I would like to do with NS13 if we have time. But I you know,
it would
have
be
to
a
admit
Tuesday
that
update.
That will be something that will be something that gets dropped if we run out of time. Matola says, if a suit of ancient armor knocks you ass over tea kettle with the ass over tea kettle effect, can it knock you tea kettle over ass? No. Rickett says, Jick, you nerfing unintended strategies is like the publisher of a comic book putting a non-stick coating on each page to prevent someone from making another bum rape island. While I appreciate that metaphor, I disagree. And again, I forgot to look at bum rape island. I'm gonna put that up. And I'm going to read it during the break so that I will know. Whoa, weird. Scully has, like, okay, this is good. Oh, boy.
Good old bum rape island.
Good old bum rape island. Zumbini666 says, hypothetically, if you were to implement a trophy or reward for familiar usage during a run, would you be basing the calculation off of the leaderboard number or the ascension page number? If you use a second familiar for one combat, it'll show up as 99.8% on the leaderboards, but 100% on your character page. I should just make that consistent. Someone else says, are the level 30 trophies supposed to be shaped like Wii's? No. They're supposed to be those sort of broken-looking plexiglass. What do they call those? It's not plexiglass. It's there's a word for that substance. Like those, you know, in those etched trophy things that they make now. Teen Rocker says, Dear Jit and Co., the link back to Cobb's Knob shows twice when the lab adventure key, lab key adventure occurs. Yes. I fixed that today. Preenequeezer says, Mr. Skull had mentioned in the last show that he thought the Chaos Butterfly and Disease were too tough as tower puzzles go, but I couldn't disagree more. I felt those two were both instantly understandable and also both extremely brilliant. They're probably my two favorite items, with the finger-slash-sharp canlet a close third. The sonar and a biscuit, however, took me nearly an hour to guess. It was my first tower monster, and I kept looking for a bowling-themed item since it was a bowling cricket. Yeah, but, I mean, that just goes to show you how inconsistent this is, right? Also, Preenequeezer is, like, our age, so the same deal with Mr. Goldblum. Yeah.
See, I can agree. I can definitely agree with the cricket, and I can pretty much agree with the butterfly. But I think the easel is difficult, but I think it's perfectly fair, and as well as being hilariously funny.
And Naked Jew says he'll give us $100 if we can get in touch with Donnell Hicks and have him be a guest on air on one of your shows. There's an extra 50 in it for you if you let him write some game content.
Yeah.
We thought briefly about trying to make him a MySpace celebrity, but then we thought it'd be kind of cruel. Because we could probably get him a few hundred MySpace friends in one day if we really wanted to. But I shouldn't. Let's see. Dude100 says, how come my store is messing up? I added 10K to my budget, and now it says my budget is only 100 meat. Because your budget got square-rooted on Sunday, because all budgets get square-rooted on Sundays. Hogula says, the shore adventure that gives you three valuable trinkets is still a straight-up loss of three adventures and 50 meat. Increase auto sell price, plus. Yeah, I really need to do that.
Yeah, that can stand to be increased, considering considering the other thing.
Considerations.
Yeah.
Ooga Booga says, curse you, Jick. Why'd you have to go and schedule Cinco de Mayo / Sneaky Pete's Day on top of my college graduation? Who the hell would do a college graduation ceremony on Cinco de Mayo?
Who the hell would do a college graduation ceremony on St. Sneaky Pete's Day?
Who would walk in a college graduation ceremony? I guess a lot of people do that and they think it's important or whatever, but I was just like... I think I made my mom promise that she wouldn't make me walk in my college graduation if I submitted to walking in my high school graduation.
Where you found that to be that bad? I walked in both of mine.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just didn't...
I mean, it wasn't like you had to make a speech or anything. You just go up and shake the dude's hand.
Yeah, that dude... I heard that dude wipes his ass with his hands and then doesn't wash them. I mean, that's why. I had diarrhea for like 6 years after that ceremony. The Glass Jaw says, Jick, are you gay, bi, or bi-curious? I'm bilateral in my symmetry.
I'm bicameral. I have two cameras.
Jur the Red says, would it be possible to link familiar equipment to custom outfits? This would be useful if we had Mr. Store familiar equipment, for example. I'm still against that. I still don't think that that's a good idea. Argus 5 says, a small addition, but is it possible to redirect people to their contact list when they click the green player added text in chat? Huh. I don't know what that is accomplishing, really. If you're just adding somebody in chat, do you just want to go look at your contact list to make sure that they're really on it? I mean, I don't know that going to your contact list is something that follows rationally from adding someone to your contact list. I guess it wouldn't hurt for the words contact list to be a link to your contact list, but I don't know. Six says, I'm a noob, and I wanted to say I love the game a ton. Had a question, though. I had a clockwork doohickey and an orange, but no clockwork orange. What's up with that? You're just not trying hard enough. Emperor Norton II says, what do you plan to do about the stock of St. Sneaky Pete, the 11th items in the mall that people are selling? Nothing.
Yeah, eventually people will buy them, and they won't be in the mall anymore.
Mushroom Sauce says, doesn't the blue potion heal both HP and MP in Link to the Past, and the green restores magic? You made green restore both MP and HP. Yes, I know that they're wrong. They're wrong on purpose. We're going to run out of questions in this show.
Send in some more questions.
They can't. It's rollover.
Nope. Rollover just overed. Yeah. Just overed. Yeah.
Nicodemus says, the roll in the hay is described as a fruity girl drink, even though it doesn't have any fruit. Is soda water fruity or something? Oh, yeah, dude.
You don't have to have fruit in it for it to be a fruity drink.
Yeah. Are coconuts fruit?
I think.
Umbrellas are fruit, too.
Well, maybe... yeah, umbrellas are fruit, yeah. I think coconuts might technically be seeds.
Zaphodak 42 says, why don't you update asymmetric.net? It seems lonely and jealous of the kingdom. Yeah, it's, you know. RedMage13 says, what are our chances of getting some more Silent Hill references in Spooky Raven Manor? I'd love to get a great knife or a pyramid head hat. I don't know anything about Silent Hill, man.
I played a couple of them. Well, 2.5.
Anything you'd like to reference?
I mean, they're good games. I guess we could put a staticky radio somewhere.
Gleeb says, one of the skeletons should have a skeleton soul attack where it throws a bone at you and you get to keep the bone. Yeah, it totally should. Phoenix says, why is the absinthe always gone?
Oh, that's why.
Hi, Phoenix. X badminton X. That's weird. Also, badminton isn't spelled correctly. I just bought a display case and would like to change the order of the shelves. Have a nice night. If you just bought it, why did you put the shelves in the wrong order on purpose? That's what I'm saying. Grunt says, Jick, how do you maintain your cool and keep making such a great game when there are a group of very vocal players with such an overblown sense of entitlement? Heroin. It just makes everything okay. Mr. The Spork says, on average, how many people join KOL daily? About 1,000. At least that's how many accounts. Sean Nana says, what are the chances of changing it so that you can add more than one item to the flea market at a time instead of individually? Well, I don't know that I want you to. That's not really what the flea market is all about. You know, if you're selling big stocks of things, get a mall store. Iopi says, due to the metric ass load as opposed to imperial arse load of SQL in this game, ever wonder how much you could earn in a big corporation, at least until your job gets outsourced? I mean, no, because I did that already, and it was... You know, I was always able to make a comfortable living in IT, but I would do this for nothing rather than go back to some corporate job. Because, yeah, I would just get outsourced. War Junkie says, is it just me or does the turtle totem look like a phallic symbol? Yeah, it's just you. I don't know. Nobody else has said anything like that.
First I've heard of it.
Legomancer says, how do I shot web? Well, first, you need to mine some fish. Ender the Wumpa says, there's a really neat project going on in the forums right now. Someone is making a mural of KOLers. I'll take a look at that mural. Crazy Eagle 893 says, can you play Rap, Please? Do we have the song Rap, Please?
No.
By MC Polite. And the Mannerly Crew. let's see. I should, however, play something. Alright. I'm ejecting everything from these decks so that it doesn't just randomly hose some crap. Whoa, weird. Something is... This must be making additional files or something. Just kind of, I have no idea why the hell the stream is looking the way it is to me. I hope nothing is happening that's been preventing people from hearing us, but I don't think so. I don't know what kind of songs I want to play. We could play the Dynamite Hack Boys in the Hood, because that's rap, and it was requested nicely. And something else that starts with D, Dada Disneyland, which has the advantage of both the artist and the title, starting with D. What else do I have like that? Duran Duran's Rio, but that would have the advantage of starting with three Ds, if it were.
Yeah.
I have a copy of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Parents Just Don't Understand, which would be in keeping with the rap for white people theme. What if I found another band who the name of the band started with the same letter as the name of the song? And that would be my... Dynamite Hack no longer fits, but... Let's see. This is harder than you'd think, and probably... Probably not as good radio as I'd like to think. Not finding anything. So I'm just going to go ahead and pick something at random. Oh, man, it was Silverchair. Although I kind of like that song. So. Anyway, we'll see you guys in like 10 minutes.
Wake up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mouth starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. I bailed outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping, I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, I went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shoes and boots. Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino rolling kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit. As hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6-4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. The bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed the stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When a father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Now I'm going to Disneyland.
Santa school. Rolled me out into the streets. Hitched around a monkey's back. Headed west into the black. I'm going to Disneyland.
we're back. Let's see. Kuji says, "Hey, Radio Crew. A few months back, you had discussed alternative familiar equipment, but decided against it. What if Susie offers you a prize, current reward, or what's in the box? The box could contain random things like consumable items to give familiar experience, generic equipment to give +5 pounds of a standard familiar, plastic teeth per combat, magnifying glass for drops, etc. Doing generic random rewards would be less work than coming up with individual rewards for each familiar and add some variety in what your familiar could do. Thanks for listening. Excuse me. You guys have made a great game. Keep up the good work." We didn't decide against alternative familiar equipment. We just decided that it was too much work to say, okay, yes, we're going to go through and make, you know, 65 additional pieces of familiar equipment right now. You know, some familiars kind of lend themselves to multiple equipment and some don't. You know, it's the kind of thing that, you know, it's the kind of thing that we might do 5 at a time as Tuesday updates or something, you know. Like, so it's possible. Rickett says the only non-Mr. Store familiar that costs more than a pineal gland is the Hanakimbo Dreidel. Well, you know, that's the only thing that's as rare as that. Sir Nightcrawler of Wormhole says we need a Wolverine familiar that can randomly spout bad lines from the movie Red Dawn. Well, that's impossible because there weren't any bad lines in the movie Red Dawn. Have you seen Red Dawn?
No.
I watched it again recently. I got it off of Netflix. And by recently, I mean like a year ago.
I finally got my Netflix subscription rebooted because I emailed them basically saying, you know, I know I've got these 3 DVDs here somewhere, but damn if I can find them. Do I need to just register this on the website and pay for them? But if I do, what happens if I find them later and so on? And the guy was like, dude, you haven't received any new movies for like 8 months. I'm just going to mark these as lost in the mail, and if you find them, you can send them in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I could probably do the same thing then. Although, no, actually... The Pretentious Artist has control of my Netflix queue now and actually has been using the shit out of it.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. I mean, that's... I always kind of thought that, you know, people like us are sort of, like, little walking gold mines for Netflix. You know? Like, Ice Death says, is the clan warfare system here to stay, or is it just temporary? Because, you know, it isn't actually not very good, and there's no real point to it. You can't get meat or land or something. Well,
I think he means it isn't very good.
Yeah. it isn't actually not very good. It isn't actually not very bad. Yeah, no, it sucks. Everything is temporary in this game, you know. Eventually the sun will go Nova, destroying the servers. But we'll have bigger problems than that. Dot says, the 8-bit mini-quest stuff, got to try and get some whistles to move on in Realms. Eh. Oh, I see. And Ice Death says, you can't get meat or land or something, just worthless goodie bags. I don't think that clan warfare is ever going to be anything that gives you really meaningful in-game rewards. I mean, you might get some stuff to do in your clan that you wouldn't get to do otherwise, but I don't know.
Maybe some small consumables for this clan stash or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It is not our kind of thing, you know. We're more economic cooperation and solo play than PvP, just in terms of what we like and what we think about and what we are sort of capable of designing properly. I don't know. I mean, I think maybe someday I will come to some abrupt realization about how you could have a PvP system that I thought was satisfying, and then I'll, you know, I can apply that principle to all kinds of things. But for now, it's just . Henry says, regarding MP regen, why not just make a function to use a turn and have it called whenever an adventure should be used, thrice for sure, and then you can put the regen checks there. Well, that is how it works, but every script that calls that function has to get pushed out to the live servers every time we change anything in the regen checks. That's the problem. One Ton Tomato says, any chance of that trophy reordering functionality for scripters?
Yeah. Send me a K-mail, One Ton Tomato, and say that
I requested that you send me a K-mail to remind me about this, and I'll try and do it, because it won't take me long to do it. And it's T Rating Multi says, I know you've been needing an idea on clan warfare. Make it a cross between the current system and some sort of PvP or something, depending on stats/consumption/luck of a player in your clan. It makes clan warfare a team effort. Yeah, anything that we did do with it in the future would definitely make it more of a team effort, but, I don't know. I think that a hybrid of the existing clan warfare system and the existing PvP system would just be, like, crap squared. Angry Villager says, when we mix drinks or cook food, where do the glasses and bowls come from? Are they made by the gnolls, the goblins, the penguin mafia? Are adventurers inadvertently supporting shady operations? No. They're made out of moonbeams and
fairy dust.
Yeah, fairy dust. But not the gay kind of fairies.
No.
The happily married with three kids fairies. Huh. LaxFreak3456 says, hey, KOL the movie is coming out. You're starring, but not you yourself. Any thoughts? Any insider stuff you have that you can tell us? None at all. nothing to do with that.
Is this the one that...
I don't know.
That Faustus Pringle was working on way back when, or is this a new one?
Whatever
happened to Faustus Pringle?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah.
We didn't go see him while we were in England either.
Yeah.
That's because we're dicks.
Yep.
Moozer says, Jake, would you consider implementing Clover Sue at the Donkey Ski Resort in order to get the barbed wire fence? It can certainly be difficult to get for hardcore runs. We will mitigate that somehow, but it's not going to be with a clover.
Yeah. I mean, heck, that's what the wand and the white picket fence is for.
Metatius says, any plans to add in clover adventures for the rest of the areas? If so, any previews? I mean, I would like for there to be clover adventures everywhere, but it's not something that I'm going to spend a lot.
It's not a major priority.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, eventually there'll be a Tuesday update that's a bunch of clover adventures. You know, whatever. Lentimentalisk says, on Earth Day, it's free ice cream day at Ben & Jerry's. Well, man, when we went to the Ben & Jerry's factory, it was like the one day that they weren't making ice cream.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Why do they have a day where they don't make ice cream?
I think they clean the machines. And because they're Jews. Oatgan says, within your,
do they just leave the machines on overnight from the previous
Yeah,
day?
They leave them on from the day before so that the Goyim employees can make. I think it'd be funny if there was some sort of cross between Goyim and the Garthim in the Jewish mythology.
It's like from Wayne's World?
No, the Garthim were those giant... one-clawed crab things from the Dark Crystal.
Oh, okay.
Anybody who's not a Jew is a giant one-clawed
lobster. That's my favorite thing about Burning Crusade.
What's that?
Is that those dudes from the Dark Crystal are in it. Those bird dudes.
Oh, the Arakoa. The Arakoa being kind of like the Skeksis. Yeah. There's one of the tribes is called the Skadis. Maybe that's a reference. Oh, man. We accomplished so much in World of Warcraft the other night.
Oh, yeah?
We did all the group quests in the Grand, and I got this awesome staff that's all black and glowy, and it's called a Battle Rod. Rod was my favorite wrestler.
I got my Blood Elf up to, like, 15 or 16, I think. I'm nearly out of the Blood Elf lands, though, and to the point where it's going to be, like,
The fucking Barons.
The fucking Barons, which means, okay, this character doesn't get played anymore.
Yep. Supposedly, you can go other places. Like, you can, Hillsbrad is also 20 to 25, and there's another 25 to 30 places. I don't know. Yeah. Good old World of Warcraft. Angry Villager says, why do all the class avatars look either bored, sad, or angry? Well, they are.
It's the Kingdom of Loathing.
Poop says, to have and have not equals tabuya.
Indeed.
One Ton Tomato says, oh, and can you allow gethash.php to work during combat without redirecting? Yeah. I think there is just an exclude list for that I can edit. Again, send me a K-mail about that, because I'll never remember. Transducer says, will you ever make items that just clutter up inventories smashable, like badass belts? Are badass belts not smashable?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know why they wouldn't be. Clackling says, hey guys, I bought a 360 last year when it first came out, and I'm considering selling it to my brother and buying a Wii instead. Sound good to you? Yeah, I basically used my Xbox 360 as a DVD player until it fucking stopped working, like, a week ago.
Oh, that's
nice. I'd kind of forgotten about it, and then I just thought of it now and got all angry.
So thanks, Clackling.
Yeah. Quizzilus says, regarding the global events, tidal waves at the shore during the full moons would be a neat thing, and you could, like, fight sea monsters. Eh. But, I mean, that's sort of, predictable on the order of the stat days, and so that's kind of a bad thing. Yeah, Isteth, stop it. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, any chance of making tents out of the other skins? I know I would never, ever want to sleep in a clown skin tent, but some might. Yeah, one of these days, post NS13, we might take a look at the campground dwelling stuff and see if we can't do a little more with that.
Cat, if you're going to be in my lap, you got to sit down.
Yeah, that cat's feeling amorous. Dan Bob says, did y'all change how much the NS's first form can be de-leveled before she shakes them off? No. We did not. Ranava says, have you ever thought of allowing a clan to put one of the three guild items, Malice, Walk, or Still, in their clan hall? No. Zanch Pornoflict says, would you consider having the use option listed once the Hedge Maze map is obtained? As it stands, you have to keep going back to inventory. Yeah, that's fine. If you don't want to go back to inventory a bunch of times, just get a bunch of them and then go use them all. Rickett says, change Doc Galactic's Fizzy Tonic to be cheaper than soda water, please. I've got turns to run today. Now, that'll happen with NS13, I think. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, from what I hear, morale in parts of the player base are kind of low as concerns NS13. Care to enthuse us with hints of what we should be looking forward to / getting excited about? What parts of the player base are morale low for? I don't know. I mean, maybe the speed ascenders who know that a lot of what we're trying to do is fuck with their game are pissed. I mean, it is probably 10 times as much content as Ascension was. So if you were excited about Ascension, you should be excited about NS13. You know, I don't know how to respond to, like, sort of preemptive "this sucks" on stuff that we are working a lot on and like a lot, and we all think are very good. Clackling says, "Hey guys, are Doc Galactic's ingredients pickpocketable, or are they a different sort of drop?" They are not pickpocketable. Because of a specific attribute they have that prevents things from being pickpocketable. Hogula says, Lucite. The level 30 trophies are Lucite.
Lucite, that's right.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hi-Ho says, is there any reason for the googly eyes, felt squares, and stuffing still dropping, aside from tormenting us? No.
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Well, just in the fact that those were monsters that logically would drop that item.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fact that they don't do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that sock puppet thing that we were talking about, since those still drop now. Just give them recipes with the Argyle socks or something to make offhand items that do various things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was amused by the concept of having a familiar-like offhand item that would act on its own, even though it's actually a puppet.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Dan Bob says, the staticky radio should be an accessory that just makes a bunch of noise every time you're in combat to mimic the game.
I was thinking maybe it'd be a monster level increaser, because the noise it makes is so annoying.
Zaphodak 42 says, damn it, it's Zaphod AK-42, like Zaphod Beeblebrox, Alaska, the number 42. Yeah, well, okay. I refer to Zaphod Beeblebrox as Zaf, and Alaska as Odak. XSmoodX says, out of curiosity, how's NS-13 coming along? It's coming along. Dan Bob says, how much meat would you estimate you failed to catch / remove when Black Sunday happened? I would say 295 billion meat. 294. Between 293 and 294 billion meat.
That's what I would say. What was created, or?
Yeah. Zaphodak 42 says, why can't you friend yourself in chat, but you can click the link on your profile to friend yourself? I just keep forgetting to make it so you can't friend yourself in those other places. Flame Killer says, when I'm listening to Radio KOL, the server randomly drops me. Is this a problem you're aware of? Is it something you're working on or capable of fixing? Or is it just me? We don't have anything to do with the radio servers, so I don't know. I don't know what the story is. I do know that for some reason this broadcast software thinks that it has only been connected to the stream for 43 minutes, which is clearly not true, and I'm guessing that it's creating these files in a bunch of different little mini files. Oh no, it's actually not. It's seems to be working just fine. We are going to run out of questions, and we are going to run out of questions early. Bubba Man says, lol, never mind. Oh, okay. Bank of KOL says, hey, I already sent this question, but I'm sending it again in case you missed it. You said you wanted more messages. How come the older K-mails in my inbox keep self-deleting? Because they just do. They K-mails in your inbox will last 2 weeks, and that is it. So if you don't save them, they're going to go away. Reverend Noodleyson says, Jick, I think the turtle totem looks like a mushroom. Well, good.
That's a better fallacy than the others.
A better fallacy?
Oh, zing!
My first dog was named Fallacy. Oh, man. I just accidentally made a big cock and balls out of this.
Hey!
Out of this, twisto... yeah, tangle. That is a plastic thing.
Those things have been around for a long time. A lot longer than how I'd expect something as basically useless as that to last.
You've been around the office here?
No, I mean... That product has been in existence for a long time.
Yeah, I don't really...
They were, like, incredibly common raver toys back in, like,
if I have one around, I will fuck with it. I don't know if that means it's cool. I mean, if I have a ballpoint pen around, I will fuck with it. You know?
Yeah.
You can also write stuff down with a ballpoint pen. Sarah Jane says, I've been wondering if there's a quest in Little Canadia. Seems like I'm missing something there. There is not. There probably will be one of these days.
Yeah, that's something I could have been doing that I haven't been doing.
Hogulus says, it has occurred to me that the turtle totem, in some ways, bears a strong resemblance to male genitalia. Has anyone else noticed this? No, what? Man, you're the only one, you pervert.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Starker says, I don't know if this got answered already, but what about a tattoo for showing up at the pretentious artist naked? Artsy nude pictures sound like just his thing. A fig leaf, maybe? Fig leaves look like upside-down maple leaves, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Chingasso says, I asked this before, but never listen / search forums for the answer. Why can't you equip akimbo Reagans? What does akimbo mean, actually?
Like, huh.
Like, like limbs akimbo, I mean, like, arms sort of akimbo, limbs splayed yeah. in all directions, but...
Arms Akimbo was my favorite gangster from the 20s.
Wow. This... God, this computer is fucked up. Akimbo. Having the hand on the hip and the elbow turned outward.
That's incredibly specific.
Set in a bent position. A tailor sitting with legs akimbo. Weird. Etymology, Middle English, inkenabo.
Okay.
That's not what I was expecting. This guy is saying, Speedus Enders feel like all they hear about are nerfs. It's probably worth saying that you're designing alternative ways to play instead of just the old ways that get nerfed.
Well,
yeah.
Obviously all they hear about is nerfs because we're not going to spoil the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas the nerfs we tell people about so that they can be ready for them.
Jocker says, hey, Jake and Riff, just wanted to post a reminder about creating a cloud shortcut. Keep up the awesome work. Hey, nice try. You could trick us into thinking that we said we were going to do that. It's not going to work. Mushroom Sauce says, you can get the angry cow from the claw machine, but it appears in the miscellaneous section of your inventory, while all the other stuffed items from the claw go to your offhand slot. Well, the stuff... Rickett says, you can make the current PvP system suck less by making it such that if a player attacks you and loses, you don't gain rank. That's just broken. Is it? I mean, I don't know that that is going to just solve the problem with the rank system. What I don't get, I mean, the rank system is sort of based on chess ranking system, and why is it that the chess ranking system is not just deeply flawed? Is it because people... There aren't a lot of chess griefers?
Yeah, could be.
I mean, are there not... I mean, I guess there is no incentive in chess to, like... have your rank be something that is way different than your actual skill level, right? Or ability to win, which is, I guess, what the problem is in PvP. Cyan220 says, hey guys, could you do me a favor? I'm almost done with a move that has really affected when I have access to the internet, and that is the reason the podcast feed has not been updated regularly. Could you pass my apologies on to anyone who would hear this? Also, since you changed your time or something, my preset timer didn't work, so my recording will be all ganky and miss some stuff. So if you could please upload the show tonight so that I can upload it for us iTunes bastards, I'd really appreciate it. And if it helps, I'll refer to it as an RSS feed that is directed at an MP3 file. Thank you. Thank you for calling it that instead of a podcast. Grant says badass belts are smashable with a pop-up warning. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. That was what I expected. Enter the Wumpus asks if there's any news on the AOL lawyers, and no, there's not. No, the guy didn't expect anything to happen for 2 or 3 weeks, so. And it won't be 2 or 3 weeks plus the 4 months that it takes for Network Solutions to send me the letter.
Hopefully.
This guy says, any thoughts about making the PvP channel access dependent on having a smash stone and or harder to earn permanent channel along the lines of veteran, but for the more deserving? I don't know. It's been requested that you only be able to talk in PvP if your stone is currently smashed, which I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Seemed like a reasonable idea to me as well. I also like the idea of putting in a softcore channel and then making it so you can only talk in hardcore if you are.
Huh. I don't know, though. I mean, should you only be allowed to talk in food court if you have a mall store? I mean, I kind of... Not to be Armack in that thread, but... I mean, it's... I kind of made a decision a long time ago that once you had unlocked a chat channel, you would never lose access to it, right? Because that's... Yeah. We don't want to take a community away from somebody because of a gameplay decision that they made.
That's true.
And so the PvP thing runs kind of counter to that. And I could go either way, you know. What I think it's trying to prevent is people like talking smack in PvP and you can't retaliate.
Being able to, yeah.
Which, you know, the being able to talk in there, but you know, being able to listen but not talk is kind of funny. Because then you'd be able to bait those people into breaking their stones, you know. Like,
yeah.
Basadilla says, with NS13, if a player has defeated the Naughty Sorceress but had not ascended to his new life and was just screwing around in loathing, would the Naughty Sorceress quest get reset and the player have to do the 11 and 12 quest and then the Naughty Sorceress quest at 13 again? Yes. That is what will happen. Dr. Van Mojo says, are you going to be making an effort to keep up with custom avatar requests during the NS13 creation process, or will you handle the backlog when you're done? Now, the time when the avatars are sort of come due will be during a period that's mostly occupied by the dev team testing stuff and us adopting more of a reactive role, and so there's plenty of time. I don't anticipate any avatar delays due to NS13. Cyan220 says, P.S. If you're going to end up with two separate files, you can post them and I'll merge them. Last time I did it, it seemed to work out pretty nicely. Nah, a Naked Jew pointed me at a program that works really well for doing it. And plus, I don't think I'm going to have to. I think that it's still actually one file. So that'll work out just dandily. Dan Bob say, do we have a Tuesday update on decks next week or on deck next week or more swamp gas? I don't have a good sense. That in large part depends on how much work I get done between now and Tuesday, and can't know until it's done. Invariel says, are there any plans to revamp the Ascension Star Signs come NS13? Not really. Flame Killer says, well, I think the Turtle Totem looks like a totem. Well, it does look like a totem. Knorgard, which backwards is Dragronk. I'm going to send this again, but today is April 1st in the kingdom. Is anything going to happen? Nah. Psilocybe Fanaticus says, not sure if you answered this, but are you ever going to animate the 17 ball? And if so, will you break history and animate it with color? I think it would be appropriate. Now, it might be animated differently than other ultra rares, because I wouldn't mind it changing back and forth between a dark pool ball and a light pool ball. But nothing dramatic. Hi-Ho says, okay, since you say you're running out of questions, I'll ask this outdated one. What abilities did you discuss giving the OAF and rule out as too cruel? Making every tower monster the cow.
Yeah.
Which I think I still would have done if I had the time.
What else was there? We did most of them. It really is a pretty cruel device.
Yeah. People have done runs. There was not nearly as
It's not nearly as torturous as I thought.
Yeah.
It was going to be. I don't know what the I don't know what the records look like, but Lick Al Correr says, how are the new super cool guild quests coming along? Well, one of the guild quests will launch with NS13. There's still one great, big, gigantic one that's pretty much designed. It just needs to be implemented, but that's going to take forever.
You mean the epic one?
Yeah. No, the let's see. Where is it?
What color is it?
It's orange.
Oh, the...
The orange 10-100 one, which is pretty...
Yeah, that's... That could actually go before long. We could throw that in for NS13, I bet.
Are all of its... What does it flow from? Yeah, it's the next thing after Whitey's in that chain.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's,
yeah.
We're up to that point. Yeah.
I mean, so there's some minor details to write out and a little bit of writing, but I think conceptually it's all finished.
Enter the Wumpa says, do any of you use Google Reader? It is a feed reader and very useful for checking on many sites that you might normally forget to check. I use the personalized homepage to keep up on all of my pretentious MMO and virtual world blogs that I read. Because I'm a denizen of the blogosphere.
I'm a denizen of the blagosphere.
I like the phase that I'm in now where I routinely will forget to check, like, Homestar Runner for, like, 3 weeks, and so then there's just a bunch of stuff to watch when I go, and then I'll forget to check Cyanide and Happiness and XKCD for a while, and then that's super awesome.
I don't forget the comics very often because I've got them all in my bookmarks toolbar.
Aha.
But, I'll go, like, a couple of weeks without going to Homestar Runner, so that's cool.
Jera the Red says, are we going to see a shirt that increases rollover adventures? Maybe someday. Hogula says, I'm pretty sure that person means, why can't you wield two ray guns? Jera the Red says, in terms of first-person shooter games, akimbo means a weapon in each hand. That must have come from people who...
Don't know what weird words mean.
Yeah, who assumed what I would. I mean, if somebody said, I think that I mostly didn't exactly to begin with. I think I knew that, but didn't really trust my assumption. Hey, my wife just found out something. She kept giving me all this shit in Europe because I kept saying that I didn't like gelato and I kept eating gelato, but I said that I only liked the fruit kind, and it turns out that non-dairy gelato is actually called sorbetto. So I don't like gelato.
Uh-huh.
I like sorbetto.
Awesome. But yeah, when I've never heard that called akimbo. Although, I mean,
it makes sense. He burst into the room, you know, akimbo. Pistols akimbo.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I would have figured
pistols
out.
Pistols akimbo is another great gangster name. We always called that dual pistole. Because we used to play Marathon, and that was the very first Marathon was the very first person shooter that had that.
Was it?
Yep.
It was before. Did it predate Rise of the Triad?
I believe so.
Huh. Rise of the Triad was kind of cool, actually, because it was like post Doom, pre Duke Nukem, I want to say. And I think Rise of the Triad was the first game I ever played where you could actually have space underneath another space, like where there were like walkways above you, like, because before it was like kind of, they were all kind of tile based and every tile had a height, but you couldn't have like a hallway through.
Marathon had that, but it was kind of restricted. It wasn't like true 3D. It was more like it was 2D maps, but you could trick them into seeming like they were 3D by having a space that looped onto itself again, and then had the two different bits on different heights, so you could do like a spiral staircase. But you couldn't have a platform that you could see above it and below it at the same time, or the video would freak out.
Right. Okay. I'm told I'm told that, that Marathon was good. I'm also told by Rickett, hey guys, you appear to have used the wrong image for the turtle totem. It is currently a black cock. Please fix this.
I'm glad someone mentioned it to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I mean, it's our little nod to the Gay Nigger Association of America. GNAA first turtle totem.
See, something's wrong with all these people's cocks. If they
or maybe something's wrong with yours. Have you considered that? Hogulus, yeah, that person meant, why can't you wield two ray guns? I don't remember who it was that made the determination that they were too powerful to wield more than one of. Swords Dancer says, the chess rating system is actually mathematically flawed and unstable. Also, if your rating is too low, you won't be invited to high-ranking tournaments, and you don't get these benefits. Do they give, like, you know, free hand jobs from hookers at high-ranked chess tournaments? Because then I can see how people would want their rank. Rickett says, regarding the chess ranking versus the PvP ranking, I would imagine that in chess, people don't sign up a bunch of times and lose to themselves on purpose to boost their rank. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that that's true. Dr. Van Mojo says, please don't restrict talking in hardcore to people currently in hardcore. It's a good, thriving community, many pillars of which are not even hardcore ascenders. Yeah, no, I'm totally, totally not. Oaken says, going to send my thing again in case it was missed during the random silence. I woke up with a horrible hangover and saw a toaster-sized hole in the wall. Apparently my roommates thought it would be a good idea to duct tape a toaster to my hand. Even stranger, I thought it was prudent to put on It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones on repeat. I got drunk and fell asleep listening to that Butthole Surfer's Pepper song on repeat one night and just... 12 hours, probably. That's not going to repeat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been drunk enough that I did strange things like that. Although I guess I've done some weird things on acid. Not that I would do illegal drugs.
Oh. Angra Mainyu says, will there be a few days warning before NS13 gets rolled out so that those of us currently trying for level 30 can ascend before it happens so that we do not face the naughty sorceress at level 30? Oh, that's a good point. Any like power leveler that has... We'll have to see. I mean, maybe we could give people, like, a buy on it. We could eliminate the Sorceress flag, but then give them a flag that is a placeholder so that when they get the Sorceress flag, it's automatically completed.
Why don't we just do that? I mean, anybody that's already beat the Sorceress and is just screwing around without entering the Gash...
just doesn't get the level 11 and 12 quests?
Yeah, until they ascend again. Okay. They've already gotten past that bit.
But that's, I mean, we're just robbing non-ascenders of a huge chunk of the game if we do that. I mean...
Yeah. Well, they should ascend, damn it. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Anyway, there will be, you know, we'll have to think about all these things.
Maybe they get the level 11 and 12 quests, but the naughty sorceress is already killed.
Yeah. Hey, we can make it not let you ascend until you do the level 11 and 12 quests. Oatgan says, will you make a zone called Bum Rape Island soon? You should really consider implementing player-made content, especially for that area. God. I don't think that we will ever have player-made content.
Player-made content would pretty much be the worst thing ever.
I don't think in general that player-made content is the future unless it is a horrible dystopian future like Mad Max.
I mean, this can be proven by going and reading the comments on any video at YouTube. I'm sure there's a bunch of people playing our game who'd be able to do perfectly awesome stuff, but there may be 1% of the population.
Yeah. The thing is, in general, people who are good at designing games, design games, you know, then... Although, I mean, I can't say that, like, you know, if I had been able to create player-made content in some of the games that I had played, arguably I would have been good enough to do it, right? So, I mean, I'm not saying it's like... There is always, like, one guy in any thread about any problem with RPGs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, when are you assholes going to get it through your thick skulls that the only way to make a compelling RPG is with player-made content? And it's like there is always at least one guy who's just like, you know, thrusting his fists against the post, insisting that the only way, because, you know, basically what it comes down to is there is this problem where, you know, in order to create a compelling 20 hours worth of content for an RPG requires one man year, you know? And so I guess the idea is you just throw more man years at it. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I always felt like those choose-your-own-adventures online where if you came to a choice that was not written yet, you wrote it yourself, were a fantastic idea in theory and just a gigantic, like, not even a pile of shit, like just a perfectly formed, ornate tower of shit. Reaching all like the way like to some like shit-filled Jenga version of heaven. Shit. Yeah, like just...
yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
You are fighting to clit.
I feel like with a sufficiently restricted subset of the population, you could do player-made content, but... You know, I mean, I guess that's how MUDs worked, right? I mean, that our spiritual successor, you could argue, is you know, the ones that I know of. Daiku MUDs or whatever.
Yeah.
And eventually, if you were well known and a good player or whatever, you would get wizard status where you could actually be able to create areas. And I'm sure that was great, but KOL is way more popular than any MUD that I know of, you know? I don't know if there were or are any MUDs that had as many players as we've had, and if not, then I would say that's a pretty strong argument for player made content not
like,
being what makes games good.
Something like Lambda Moo or one of the classic mushes, like I think Furry Muck, but that's not. But not at one time. I think they might have had as many as we've had, but only because they've been around since, like, 1980.
Right. We should make a game for furries. No, really.
Go on. What's the punchline? Yeah,
there's not one. Hogula says, are people who've beaten the Naughty Sorcerer Are people who've beaten the Naughty Sorceress at the end of a hardcore run going to have to go back into hardcore mode to do the level 11 and 12 quests? I would say no. I would say that if you're in hardcore, if you're on the end of a hardcore run, it is totally reasonable to just make you ascend to play through the level 11 and 12 quests. Because if you're in a hardcore run, you are an ascender. If you are on a hardcore run, I feel like your last ascension would not be a hardcore one, so it's not possible for this to be your last ascension. You know?
Maybe we can do some kind of thing where if you're past the Naughty Sorceress and you have previously ascended, then you have to ascend again, but non-ascenders get some kind of special dispensation.
One Ton Tomato says you could give non-ascenders the option of playing with new content, like when some of the Toot quest changes rolled out.
Yeah.
My wife asks, what the hell is wrong with me, and why aren't there any black people in my game? Because there is no race. There's only hippies, and frat boys, and adventurers, and gnolls, and orcs. Well, the orcs are frat boys.
There's Inverial says, really, we don't need player-made content. If you allowed it, there'd be a whip that's 1,000% gravy fairy, 1,000% item drop, 1,000% meat drop, while allowing 5 to 10 hit points heal during every round of combat, 6 additional stats per fight, 50 adventures at rollover, and be craftable from a wad of dough. Sellable for 5 million meat. Well, we wouldn't allow that kind of thing, even if we did allow player-made content. Mr. Maddie says, global random events-wise, have you considered the SimCity cheater kind of style? If things are going too well, Godzilla rocks up and knocks over your fire departments? Yeah, we could make Godzilla periodically destroy all the fire departments in KOL.
That'd be easy. Oh, but no, what'll happen to slow motion Walter?
I've yet to get a check-in from anybody to go on the radio after me. Who is it supposed to be? It is supposed to be Adad Hart. Well, Jer the Red says, my girlfriend, who also plays, just said the turtle totem looks like a Snoopy Pez dispenser. Well, it is. Either that, or she's been masturbating with a Snoopy Pez dispenser.
I could see, like, a turtle Pez dispenser.
Or a, who's that comic character with the big nose? Andy Cap.
Oh.
Kind of looks like Andy Cap's head. He's just like a hat and a nose.
Yeah.
Good old Andy Cap. And his insufferable shrew of a wife. That's good. That's good humor. Alcoholics and domestic violence. Enter the Wumpa says, I'm in Ur Kingdom, knocking over Ur fire departments. I'm going to stop being on the radio soon, I think. I think, I'm just struggling, because there's no questions. I think I'm losing my shit. Oatgan says, while I was thinking about Bum Rape Island, my dad, a 47-year-old business professor, on occasion inserts a single frame of Bum Rape Island into his PowerPoint presentations. His students rather enjoy it. Wow. I gotta hand it to that guy for... I wonder. Oh, right. Okay, I found the parts that I liked in Bummer. All right, so on page 56, there is a, you know, the sniper who is thinking to himself, Fru's trying to get a wank butt knob fuck Felch. So, you know, that's pretty funny. And on page 12, I think. No. Oh, man. Where was it? I thought that I had remembered that it was on... Oh, right. All right. So then this guy with the beard on page 10 is thinking, Willy cunt cum fuck poo vagina bum. Yeah.
Man, you just don't see that quality of literature anymore.
You really don't. No. Okay, sorry. Willy cunt cum fuck poo vagina bum the baps beside his sleeping birth. What does baps mean something?
I think boobs.
Boobs?
I think.
Let's see what UrbanDictionary.com says. Oh, while I'm at Urban Dictionary, got to go in and vote for that entry on Sideways. 335 up, 45 down. Baps. Breasts, origin, Northwest England. Jugs, breasts, hooters, jubblies, big orbs.
And then Black American Princesses originated from the movie that came out in the 90s starring Halle Berry and another black woman I can't remember who took up jobs in an old white man's mansion as maids. Yeah. What the fuck? A male friend, acquaintance, or enemy who is slightly overweight but has huge fat breasts or extraordinarily big man boobs, easily noticeable through a t-shirt due to the boobs' magnitude. Derived from bread baps, which tend to be large, round, and doughy. Bread baps? What?
Yeah, bap is a kind of roll, Pfeiffer says.
Baps. The sweat and possibly groin yeast from the groin area, most predominantly found in the area between the testicles and the upper leg on a male.
Ew.
Baps is usually the name given to this mixture when someone puts their hand down their pants and smears it on an individual's face, usually the cheek or nasal slash mouth region. You got bap-sized. That one, surprisingly, 7 up, 33 down. 33rd of which I just gave it. What the fuck? Abbreviation for balls and penis sweat, often mistaken for type of buns. Balls and penis sweat. Times like this, I wish I had somebody to hand off the radio to. We could just read. We could do the like the Andy Kaufman Great Gatsby kind of thing and just read the entirety of Bum Rape Island. If you could do that with a straight face, that'd be a lot of fun.
I'm not sure I could. We could alternate. You could do a page of Bum Rape Island, and I'll do a paragraph of The Eye of Argon.
I was reading something about The Eye of Argon and how they found the guy who wrote it, and he actually went to some conventions and stuff, but then he got all pissed off because people were making fun of his story. Well, I'm just going to play songs until I can get this handed off, because this is going nowhere slow. We'll see you on Monday.
See you.
Of course. I need to pick a song.
Oh.
There we go. Bye, everybody.
These are the days when everything goes. married long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I've been married long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compress, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confess she passed the test, and we will never sever.
What's the way? What's the way? What's the way? What's the way? Oh. Hey, how you doing, baby girl? I noticed you from across the way, and I think me and you should get to talking.
Whatever.
So if you're not doing nothing later on tonight, maybe you can come to my place.
And?
Baby girl, you know how much money I got? Oprah does my laundry.
So what?
Michael Jordan cuts my grass.
Big deal.
You know how frivolous I am? I drive a Hummer to the end of my driveway just to get the money. And that's all I use it for.
That ain't nothing.
I got 6 stockbrokers, 14 doctors, 2 lawyers, 17 accountants, and 8 other lawyers to watch the first 2 lawyers. So.
God, get out of my face.
And I got custom-made condoms that's made out of other people's dicks.
Wow, really?
And shit, when I'm too tired to get my socks blown, I hire someone else to fuck for me.
Obviously, you mistaken me for someone that gives a shit.
You know how rich I am? You know how much credit I got? I threw away all my platinum cards, and I got a uranium card.
Loser.
Bitch. I drive a Rolls Royce pickup truck.
Step off, Bucky.
I got a penthouse with a helicopter pad on the roof, and snipers in the other building to make sure no one steals my helicopter.
Look, you played out player. I don't need you. I got a vibrator.
Donald Trump delivers my newspapers in the morning, and I don't even tip him.
Listen, motherfucker. If you want some of this, you're gonna have to give me some more.
Goddamn, there ain't no more. Is there?
As a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody held me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. So then they said, oh, so that means you gonna switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on. What a surprise. Get yourself a nigga, close over your eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your grip, you know we coming all on supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. Fuck with any of my flip, old family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. Shoot you in the club, now we walking you out. Shit have thought twice before you went and open your mouth. Yo, anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the phone, nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now, blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, make your name still fucking your brain. That nigga's had enough. Give me some more. Y'all niggas want the wild shit? Give me some more. Yo, Swift, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you could give me some more. Put the cars in a big crib. Give me some more. Everybody spread love. Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it. Give me some more. Blast with a brash. Give me my cash. Look at my ass. Running with my money. Single out with a blast. Do what you want. A nigga's cut in the corner. You fucking up the motor. Go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling those how you switch to a bitch. Little fake 20s down and get you with a snitch. So now I bet you say that don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me. You know my niggas are pass through. Cartier, Sydney 48, Hawaii shit. Roll with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, your niggas know I do my thing. Bring more shit to generate money. Cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically. Flow will caress you. Bless you, then the nigga come to your rescue. Why you assuming niggas off in the bloom? I'm coming soon. Hit you with a boom. Give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want the wild shit? Give me some more. It's flip with a weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. Call in the big crib. Give me some more. Everybody spread love. Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it. Give me some more. Yo, yo, live nigga shit. Know what I mean? And represent while we get the money and reign supreme. All your niggas will be coming to full speed. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. Hold my niggas while I'm ringing the siren. Flip on. We're moving niggas on my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. My OG, when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing the damn, blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Brothers from me and my people want to get down. Holding the town, singing the wild nigga, getting my crown. Hey, all my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shout the foot up, be all about turning it out. Making all of you niggas fall out. Yeah, niggas had enough? Give me some more. Yeah, niggas want the wild shit? Give me some more. It's split with a weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. With the cars and the big crib. Give me some more. Everybody spread love. Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say. Give me some more.
Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
Jesus and his lawyer are coming. give me something to feel like.